Sleight of mouth is in section 7. So let's go to the sleight of mouth section. It's section 7. And it says questions to develop the patterns. Sleight of mouth patterns are 16 patterns to reframe any objection you could possibly get. Now, when I say objections, I mean objections in sales, but I also mean objections in anything. Yeah, I mean, because you're gonna be receiving plenty of objections if you're doing coaching or therapy. You're gonna receive plenty of objections if you're teaching. And what sleight of mouth patterns give you the ability to do is the ability to take anything that you get and change the way that shift their perception linguistically. It's like reframing, but it's much more in depth. Robert Diltz calls them conversational belief change. That's how Robert Diltz looks at it. And Robert Diltz is the person who developed sleight of mouth. If you want to find a great book on sleight of mouth, get the book called Sleight of Mouth. I'm serious. By Diltz. Yeah. Fabulous book. Little tough, little jargonistic read, but worth your while reading it. So the book's called Sleight of Mouth by Robert Diltz. Fabulous book. I really enjoyed that one, and it gave me a much deeper insight on the sleight of mouth patterns. Typically, what we'll do with sleight of mouth patterns is you could actually organize an entire sales training teaching the 5-step sales process and sleight of mouth. So if you wanted to go in and do sales training for an organization, do sleight of mouth and the 5-step sales process. That's one thing you could do, and you could do some business patterns too, anchoring, something like that. So before we look at page 7-1, let's look at page 7-3. Let's look at page 7-3. Yeah. So it says sleight of mouth pattern examples. It says the following 16 sleight of mouth patterns are examples furnished by Robert Diltz. Number one, meta frame on whole equivalence. So the client says, by the way, your sleight of mouth patterns are best going to be delivered if somebody gives you a complex equivalence or a cause and effect type statement. So I'll say that again, sleight of mouth patterns are best delivered if somebody gives you a complex equivalence or cause and effect type statement. Somebody says, or client says, client says, saying mean things means you are a bad person. If you were to take a meta frame, which means you just look at a grander frame on that. By the way, let me give you a little bit more on this. Everything is, because all meaning is context dependent, we can put new frames around things and change the meaning. Right, which is the substance of reframing. So if the client says saying mean things means you're a bad person, we can take a meta frame perspective on that. And we just put a larger frame, but kind of an overlooking frame on things, and you say, here's the response. Oh, by the way, before I read these, realize that some of these responses may not sound soft, gentle, or caring. It's your job to make them soft, gentle, or caring. And nor are we saying that every response is going to be the best response to each statement. Each statement, if we go through all the sleight of mouth patterns, some of them will resonate better than others. And that's just the way it is with sleight of mouth patterns. So a client says, saying mean things means you're a bad person. Here's one response. I'm the only one that cares enough about them to say those things. Or I'm the only one that cares enough about you to say those things. Okay, remember, it may not be the softest. You can also sometimes, you can also use a softening frame. A softening frame is something that you say to make it softer. So like, here's a softening frame on that. Somebody says, saying mean things means you're a bad person. You say, yeah, I get where you're coming from. And sometimes I feel that I'm the only person that cares enough about them to say those things. And I care so much that I want them to make the change. That's a softening frame. I said the same thing, I just said it a little bit softer, right? Here's another one. B, you're just saying that because you are oversensitive, don't understand, imperceptive, stuck in your own model the same way. Saying mean things means you're a bad person. You're just saying that because you don't understand or you're imperceptive or you're stuck in your own model, okay? Equivalence. Somebody says you're being late means you don't care about me. You could say you're just feeling that way because you build unrealistic expectations about other people. Oh, I'm sorry, this is a different pattern. So somebody says, you are being late means you don't care about me. You could say, you're just feeling that way because you build unrealistic expectations about other people and then blame it on them when you get disappointed. Yeah, there are. And once again, I'm not saying that everyone is going to be perfect for that one. Realize that we're going to have 16 different patterns for each of these There's four statements here, and the statements are: saying mean things means you're a bad person, you're being late means you don't care about me, cancer causes death, and nuclear arms make strength, protection, or safety. And we're just going to go through each of the 16 patterns and see how each one might be used with these. And not all of them will be perfect, but you'll see how they can be used. Equivalence, cancer causes death. A meta frame on that would be, you have that simplistic belief because you don't have a model that allows you to explore and track and test all the complex variables that contribute to the life and death process. Here's the next one. Equivalence. Nuclear arms make strength, protection, or safety. You could say you're only saying that to cover up the fact that you don't have understanding, technology, debate skills, personal power, to change people or protect yourself without intimidating or coercing others. So you could use any one of those combinations there. So let's just take one. You're only saying that to cover the fact that you don't have the debate skills to change people without intimidating others. Yeah. Now, by the way, here's what the metaframe is. If you're taking a metaframe, which is number one, metaframe is basically saying, what you do is you hallucinate in your own mind. You say, what would cause this person to say that? Or what would have to be true in order for this person to communicate this? Now, you could jot that down as a note if you'd like. Well, all I'm doing is saying, what would have to be true in order for this person to state this? So you just say, saying mean things means you're a bad person. I say, what would have to be true? In my own mind, I'm going, what would have to be true in order for this person to say that? I'd say, well, the only reason that you think that is because you don't understand that. In my own mind, I'm going, what would have to be true? This is the question I ask myself. What would have to be true in order for this person to make this statement? And then I deliver a response to it with that in mind. So for this person to make the statement. So he says, saying mean things means you're a bad person. I go in my own mind, I go, what would have to be true in order for them to say that? And then I deliver my response. Maybe the reason they're saying that is because they don't understand that what I'm saying isn't really mean. It's just the only way to get through to this person. Because sometimes you really need to be direct with somebody. That could be a metaframe. Yeah. So the examples that we have here are probably student examples. Some of them you'll find will be great and brilliant, and some of them may not gel with you. Yeah, they're furnished by Robert Diltz. My hallucination is he probably had it done in a class and then put in the book. Let's look at reality strategy. By the way, I also teach this when I got hired by the politician. This was one of the other things that he wanted me to teach him, so he could respond to things on the spot. Okay, number two, reality strategy, cause evidence. So they equivalent. Somebody says saying mean things means you're a bad person. What you're going to do is you're going to chunk onto their reality strategy. You're going to get a hold of that. You say, how specifically do you know it's mean or bad that I said them? Okay, how do you know that it's mean or bad that I said them? So you're tapping into their reality strategy. Let's turn to page 7. Equivalence. You're being late means you don't care about me. How do you know lateness and caring are equivalent? Now, by the way, these are just the basic patterns. You may need to add a softening frame in order to make something like this work once again. So they say, yeah, I think so. So they say, you're being late means you don't care about me. What, how do you, I'm just curious. How are lateness and caring equivalent? I care about you a tremendous amount. What's being late got to be to do with it? Yeah, so you're going to soften things, yeah. Yeah, so it's 2 days late. Yeah, so I've been gone for 2 weeks. But you only went out to go get takeout, you know? Okay, equivalence. Cancer causes death. How specifically do you represent that belief to yourself, or how would you know if it wasn't true? How would you know if that weren't true? So what you're doing is you're looking at their reality strategy in this one. Equivalence. Nuclear arms make strength, protection, or safety. How specifically do you know that in your mind, or how would you know if that wasn't true? I like the question, how would you know if that wasn't true? Because it challenges their reality strategy and kind of rattles their cage a little bit. Yeah, puts them in the void a little bit. Although, what we're doing with the reality strategy is we're specifically focusing on how they represent that to themselves. How do they know that's true? Because they've got some sort of an evidence procedure inside themselves that tells them that that's so. And we want to kind of rattle their evidence procedure a little bit. Number 3, model of the world on cause evidence. Equivalence, saying mean things means you're a bad person. It may be mean or bad in your model of the world, but in my family, that's how we showed that we really cared.